I ripped off my ridiculous stole, robe, and cloak as I turned toward the doorway. The frantic motions of panic made the two or three light sources that had not been instantly snuffed into independent stroboscopes. Running toward the room's exit was a surreal experience, but I was certain that Peabody had planned his steps before he'd begun to move, and he'd had plenty of time to sprint across the room in the darkness and leave the auditorium. I tried to think like a wizard, who had just been outed as Black Council and marked for capture, interrogation, and probable death. Given that I had been fairly sure it was going to happen to me over the past few days, I'd already given consideration to how to get out of Council HQ, and I figured Peabody had taken more time to plan than I had. If I was him, I'd rip open a way into the Never Never and close it behind me. I'd find a good spot to get out, and then I'd make sure it was prepared to be as lethally hostile to pursuers as I could make it. The centuries upon centuries of wards placed upon the Edinburgh tunnels by generations of wizards, though, prevented any opening to the Never Never from inside the security checkpoints. So Peabody would have to get through at least one warden man security gate before he enacted his plan. I had to stop him before he got that far. I plunged through the doorway and noted that both wardens on guard outside were of the younger generation, who had risen to the ranks since the disastrous battle with the Red Court in Sicily. Both young men were standing blankly at attention, showing no reaction whatsoever to the Führer in the speaking room. A corner of a black formal robe snapped as its wearer rounded a corner in the hallway to my right, and I was off and running. I felt like hell, but for a refreshing change of pace, I had an advantage over an older, more experienced wizard. I was younger and in better shape. Wizards might stay alive and vigorous for centuries, but their bodies still tend to lose physical ability if they do not take great pains to stay in training. Even then, they still don't have the raw capabilities of a young person, and running at a dead sprint is as raw as physical activity gets. I rounded the corner and caught a glimpse of Peabody running up ahead of me. He turned another corner, and by the time I rounded that one, I had gained several steps on him. We blew through administration and past the warden barracks, where three wardens, who were still freaking teenagers, the dangerous babies we'd hurried through military training for the war, emerged from the doors 20 feet ahead of Peabody. "The end is nigh," he snarled. All three of them froze in their tracks, their expressions going blank, and Peabody went through the group, puffing, and knocked one of them down. I pushed harder, and he started glancing over his shoulder, his eyes wide. He ducked around the next corner, and my instincts twigged to what he was about to try. I came around the corner and flung myself into a diving roll, and a spray of conjured liquid hissed as it went by overhead. It smacked against the wall behind me with a frantic chewing noise, like 1,000 bottles of carbonated soda all shaken and simultaneously opened. I hadn't had time to recharge my energy rings, and they were still on my dresser back home, but I didn't want Peabody to get comfortable taking shots at me over his shoulder. I lifted my right hand, snarled, "Fuego!" and sent a basketball-sized comet of fire flying down the hallway at him. He spat out a few words and made a one-handed defensive gesture that reminded me of Doctor Strange, and my attacking spell splashed against something invisible a good 3 feet short of him. Even so, some of it wound up setting the hem of his formal robes on fire, and he frantically shucked out of it as he continued to flee. I made up even more distance on him, and as he turned into one of the broad main hallways of the complex, I wasn't 20 feet away, and the first security checkpoint was right in front of us. Four wardens, all of them young, manned the gate. Which was to say that since all the grown-ups, grandpas, and fuss budgets who might object were at the trial, they were sitting on the floor playing cards.
"Stop that man!"
I shouted. Peabody shrieked, obviously terrified.
"Dresden's gone Morlock! He's trying to kill me!"
The young wardens bounced to their feet with the reaction speed of youth. One of them reached for his staff and another drew his gun. A third turned and made sure the gate was locked, and the fourth acted on pure instinct, whipping her hand around her head in a tight circle and making a throwing gesture as she shouted. I brought up my shield in time to intercept an invisible bowling ball, but the impact hit the shield with enough force to stop me cold. My legs weren't ready for that, and I staggered, bouncing a shoulder off of one wall.